愿大家平安。
May peace be with all.
好想继续跟大家来一起学习以弗所书。
I'd like to continue to study the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians 5.
从34节一直到32节，请读。
Ephesians 5 from verse 30 to 32. 30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
34节在讲婚姻是什么。
Verse 30 explains what marriage is.
这跟一般世界的观念相当的不同。
And this is different from the common viewpoint of this world.
神造婚姻。
God instituted marriage.
但这个婚姻有一个道理。
But there's a truth behind marriage.
那婚姻就是三句话。
And this truth contains three phrases.
离开父母。
One is to leave the father and mother.
与妻子联合。
To be joined to the wife.
然后两个成为一体。
And two become one flesh.
这个叫做婚姻。
This is what marriage means.
但是到32节。
But to verse 32.
说这是极大的奥秘。
It explains that this is a great mystery.
婚姻怎么变成极大的奥秘呢？
How can a marriage become a great mystery?
下面说，我是指着基督跟教会说的。
It continues by saying, I speak concerning Christ and the church.
所以丈夫跟太太的结婚，它的奥秘就是基督跟教会的关系。
So the mystery of the marriage between a husband and wife, is that concerning Christ and the church.
那这就真的是奥秘
啊。And this truly is a mystery.
所以在第五章从22节到第六章的第四节，我们可以看到三个合一。
So from chapter 5 verse 22 to chapter 6 verse 4, we can see three kinds of unity.
第一个是神跟人合一。
The first is a unity between God and man.
第二个是夫妻的合一。
The second is unity between husband and wife.
第三个是亲子的合一。
And the third is a unity between parents and children.
那就从圣经来说，如果我们第一个抓住了，第二个、第三个都有。
So from a biblical perspective, if we were to grasp hold of the first unity, then the second and third would follow.
就是我们跟神真的是合一的。
In other words, if we're truly united with God,
那这个婚姻一定是合一的。
Then our marriage will surely be united.
那如果我们跟神是合一的。
And if we're truly united with God,
这个亲子之间一定是合一的。
Then the parents and children would likewise be united.
所以我们跟神之间，这是一个基础，人的根本。
So our relationship with God is a basis or a foundation.
那我们现在的问题在哪里？
So wherein does the problem lie today?
很多人神看不见。
Many people cannot see God.
所以生活中就没有神。
And so they live their lives without God.
那没有神要达到夫妻的合一就有相当的难度。
And it's extremely difficult to achieve a unity in marriage without God.God's presence.
第一个难度就是观念不一样。
The first difficulty is that they may have different perspectives, different concepts.
很多人把婚姻说这是一个什么伴侣好像生意的伙伴。
So many people describe marriage as a partnership.
那生意如果用伙伴有一天如果合不来就拆了。
Just like in a business, if the partnership goes sour, one day they can separate.
现在人的婚姻就是一种伴侣。
And today, many people treat their marriages like a partnership.
快乐比痛苦多，那我们就在一起吧。
If you're happy more than you are sad, then we can still be together.
那痛苦比快乐多，那为什么还在一起呢？
Or if you suffer more than you are in the happy moments, then why are we still together?
就分开，因为那是伴侣。
And so we can separate because we are merely partners.
他没有一体的观念。
They don't have the concept of unity or being one.
那这个一体的观念只有圣经才有。
And this concept of unity or one body is only described in the scriptures.
这个一体就是不可以分开啊。
One body means that it cannot be separated.
你怎么去分开？
How can you separate it?
没有办法分开。
It's impossible to separate.
是一体的。
because it is one.
所以夫妻不论发生什么问题,
so no matter what kind of problems arise between husband and wife,
离婚不是一个 option, 不是一个选项的解决方法之一,
a divorce is not an option.
对一个信仰人来讲是这样,
for a person with faith, this is what it means.
所以第一个, 观念不一样,
so first is this difference in mindset.
那第二个, 我们每个人的个性不一样,
and secondly, each of us have a different character or personality.
所以我们常常看到离婚, 都用非常文明的方式来描写,
and so we oftentimes see the reason for a divorce, they have very good reasons or eloquent reasons for it.
就是说我们两个有没有办法 合一的, 方法,
often citing irreconcilable differences.
Yeah, 所以我们分开。
And because we cannot reconcile our differences, we decided to part and go our separate ways.
这个是很好听的,
and this may sound fine.
但是如果再挖深一点,
but if you dig deeper,
回到圣经来看,
if you return back to the Bible,
那个不同其实就是自我为中心。
This irreconcilable difference would actually equate to self-centeredness.
自私或者罪性,
selfishness or a sinful nature.
但是用很文明的方式把它描写出来。
But to put it in a more culturally appropriate way.
所以现在人婚姻要合一真的是很难。
So it's very difficult for a marriage in this day and age to be united.
那唯有 回到圣经啊, 婚姻才可以合一,
only when we return back to the Bible can we unite this our marriages.
所以为什么信仰这么重要?
So why is it that faith is so important?
因为如果我们跟神的关系好,
because if our relationship with God is good,
这个夫妻的关系一定好,
then the relationship between husband and wife would also be good.
当然我们是指着说两个都信主,
and this is referring to both parties believing in the Lord.
我跟神的关系好不好呢? 神我也看不见,
how do I know if my relationship with God is going well? I can't even see him.
就看我们跟配偶的关系好不好。
So it can be demonstrated by our relationship with our own spouse.
因为这个就是我们跟神的关系一个指标。
Because this is one of the standards that we can measure of our relationship with God.
有没有可能我跟神很好,就是我跟我配偶合不起来?
How is it possible that I have a good relationship with God, but I just can't get along with my spouse?
不太可能。
It's not likely.
因为如果我们跟神的关系好,
because if our relationship is good with God,
我们一定会行神的道,
then we will practice God's word.
我们会去做主耶稣要我们做的。
We will do what the Lord Jesus had commanded us to do.
那如果我们行神的道, 做主耶稣要我们做的, 婚姻一定很好。
And if we practice God's teachings and do according to what he instructed us, then our marriages would be good.
所以现在的人哦, 把神摆在一旁, 一直要努力去经营自己的婚姻。
So people these days, they place God to the side and try to manage their marriages themselves.
到最后发现这很难,
and in the end, they find it to be very hard.
那很难, 到最后就要分开了。
And being very hard in the end, they would separate.
所以神是我们人生的根本。
So God is the basis, the foundation of our life.
那两代之间也是一样。
And this is the same between the generations.
有时候当父母要养小孩子确实是很辛苦。
It is difficult for parents to raise their kids.
不但肉体, 劳累。
Not only do they have to physically suffer and toil,
心灵很愁烦。
But also mentally and emotionally, they are distressed.
一直到他长大结婚,
until the child has grown up and has been married.
但结婚如果有爱, 关系还是没有断的。
And if they got married and there's still love, then this relationship is not severed.
有爱就有关心。
Because if there's love, then there's care.
有关心就有感觉。
And if there is care, then there is a feeling.
所以这个关系是一生的。
And so this relationship or this care for their children is lifelong.
但是小孩子长大以后,
but once their children have grown up,
就发现说这个里面有一个沟没有办法弥补。
You find that there is a hole that is not able to be patched.
第一个沟就是想法不一样。
The first is that they have different mindsets, different kinds of thoughts.
很多的父母是移民。
Many of the parents in their generation, they are immigrants.
他的生活经验是我们年轻的一代没有想过，也想不出来。
So their life experiences are unimaginable by the children in this age.
所以你告诉小孩子，我们从小这上小学都没有穿过鞋子，他你在想什么？
And so when they try to explain to the kids that in elementary school, they walked to school without any shoes on, the children can't understand.
他想不出来。
They can't even imagine.
再来，我们现在小孩子所面对的引诱试探，非常大。
And the temptations that the children of this age face is very great.
所以很多父母没有在美国的学校里面上过学，没有办法了解。
And parents that have not gone through the school system here are unable to understand what the children are going through.
甚至二三十年前在美国学校上课跟现在在美国学校受教育也不一样。
Even though parents who have been educated here 20, 30 years ago, it is very different today compared to back then.
所以要在学校里面，如果要坚守圣经的原则，很孤单。
And so if you try to uphold the biblical principles in school, you may find yourself alone. But if you don't stand firm and keep the teachings in the Bible, you may conform.
那渐渐啊，我们就觉得，身体来教会，心不在教会。
And gradually you'll feel that even though your physical body is here at church, your heart, your mind has gone far away.
所以这个两代之间的想法会差很多。
So this kind of disagreement, disparity between the thoughts of the two generations.
我们都很希望我们家庭能够合一。
And we all wish that our families can be as in one.
这合一不只说住在同一个屋顶。
This unity not only refers to living under the same roof,
而且能够同心,
but also having the same mind or same heart.
要提到同心，要同谁的心呢?
So whose heart or whose mind shall we be united in?
是要同父母的心呢? 或是同小孩子的心呢?
Should we be united in the parents' mindset or in the child's?
或者说妥协呢?
Or should they compromise in the middle?
到最后我们回到圣经。
In the end, when we return back to the Bible,
就发现了父母跟子女的合一，就是因为有神在我们中间。
We find that the unity between parents and children is due to God being in the center of that family.
第一个就是有神的道。
First is that that family has the word of God.
我们的想法都是一样的。
And if we have the word of God in the family, then our thoughts, our mindset would be the same.
人生的最后追求，人生的价值观都是从圣经来的。
Our life values, our life pursuits all stem from the teachings in the scriptures.
再来,
and next,
我们有神的爱在里面。
We have the love of God dwelling amongst us.
这个神的爱, 爱到好像死一样强。
And this love is as strong as loving till the death. Because Lord Jesus Christ had died for us. And if this love fills the parents as well as the children, and even though the children may have grown up and have left the parents, this love does not decrease. So the unity between the parents and children still exists. And added onto that, the movement of the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes when choosing colleges, the children have their own perspective and the parents have their own.
那父母因为比较多经验，他用他的经验讲，应该这样这样这样。
And because the parents have more experience, they try to reason with their children from their experience.
那小孩子有小孩子的理想，他我应该这样这样。
And the child has their own dreams, and so they want to pursue in a different path.
那如果小孩子坚持，这是我的前途，我自己要做决定。
If the child insists that this is their future and they want to make their own decisions,
那父母也没有办法怎么样。
Then there's not really too much the parents can do.
所以你到最后要怎么办？
So in the end, what can you do?
我就是要神在中间。
You need God in the center of this.
你要到哪里读，神一定有他的旨意。
Where you want to go study, God would have his plans.
那你也向神祷告，我也为你祷告。
And you can pray to God and I as a parent will also pray for you.
就像客西马尼园啊，神啊，照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
Just as in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord Jesus says, Lord, as you will, not according to my will.
因为只有神知道我们最适合我们的是哪一个地方，哪一个学校。
For only God knows what the most appropriate and suitable college is for us.
那常常父母跟子女这样一起在帮忙他做决定的过程，两个会更加的亲密。
And during this process of the parents helping and interceding and also helping the child discover the school of their choice that's most suitable, they would build up this good relationship. Because they both have God as their center. So some people describe marriage using a triangle. God is in the apex. And the husband and the wife are at the bottom corners of that triangle.
那这个两个角落是有距离的。
And there is a distance between the base of the triangle.
因为个性不同，成长环境不同，什么都不同。
Because of differing backgrounds, personalities, and habits.
那这个与妻子联合不只是肉体而已。
And so uniting with your spouse does not refer only to the physical aspect.
这是更重要是心灵。
But more importantly, is in our spirits.
那怎么两个不同的人要让他合一呢？
So how can two drastically different people unite as one?
就是要追求神。
They have to both be pursuing God.
当丈夫跟太太都越来越靠近神。
When the husband and the wife are both drawing closer and closer to God.
我们就发现这个夫妻的心啊，越来越靠近。
You find that their hearts are drawing closer and closer together.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们是以神为中心。
Because they both have God's center in their life.
所以夫妻的心啊，能够紧紧在神的道神的爱跟圣灵的感动当中合一。
And so the relationship between this husband and wife can be united in the word of God and the spirit of God and in God's love.
那这样这个婚姻就非常稳固。
And so if this is done in this way, then this marriage will be very secure.
所以我们一生的根本是我们跟神的关系。
So the basis of our entire lives is our relationship with God.
这会带来婚姻的合一，这会带来两代的合一。
This will bring about the unity in a marriage and a unity between parents and children.
那我们怎么跟神合一？
So how can we unite as one with God?
我们跟神合一就是借着教会。
We build unity with God through the church.
为什么说跟教会有关系呢？
Why does this have to do with the church?
我们看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
26节。
Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
27节。
27, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
这个我们跟神的合一是由神来主导的。
So our unity with God is guided by God.
这里说基督爱教会。
Says here that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. This is referring to being crucified on the cross and shedding his precious blood. At this fountain of redemption. So through the word that is preached in the church, and from the sacraments are conducted in the church, our sins can be washed away.
那可以成为圣洁。
And we can become sanctified.
所以我们人就可以跟神教，跟神合一。
And then we can be, start to be united with God.
那神是圣灵住在我们里面。
And God has the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us.
来证明我们是属他的。
To prove that we belong to him.
我们跟他在灵里面是合一的。
And in the spirit, we are united as one with God.
所以有的人说我结婚以后我比较容易了解教会跟神的关系。
Some people say that they really understand the relationship between God and the church after they're married.
有的人说我信耶稣以后我比较容易了解 丈夫跟太太的关系。
And some people say that after they believe in Christ, they start to understand the relationship between husband and wife.
那这两个讲法到底哪一个比较对？
So which type of thinking is correct in this case?
是结婚帮助我们了解基督跟教会的关系，还是因为信主以后帮助我们了解丈夫跟太太的关系？
Is it marriage that allows us to understand the relationship between Christ and the church, or is it believing in Christ and that we understand the relationship between husband and wife.
应该是我们跟基督的关系，这是一个榜样。
It should be that our relationship with Christ sets an example.
那婚姻丈夫跟太太要朝着这个榜样一直在调整。
And husband and wife in their marriage should strive towards this example that is set and continue to adjust themselves.
那这样我们不但跟神的关系会很好，而且我们婚姻也会越来越好。
And so not only will we build a better relationship with God, but also a better relationship with our spouse.
好，那我们跟神的关系最重要神的部分没有问题。
And the most important part of our relationship with God is that our relationship with Him does not have any issues.
如果我们觉得我祷告神都不听，好像神离我很远那你看谁祷告听就很多得到很多恩典了？神不公平，神不公义，把一些问号都打在神身上，这样对吗？
And if we place a lot of question marks on God, saying that God never listens to my prayers and He listens to the prayers of others and bless them.
如果我们从圣经看起来，这是不对的。
And if we look at this from the Bible, it is an incorrect way of thinking.
神没有问题。
God is flawless.
如果我们祷告，神没有听。
And so if we pray and God doesn't seem to be listening.
我们感觉到神很遥远。
And we feel that He is very far away from us.
是我们有问题，神没有问题。
Then it is us that may have the problem and not God.
所以我们就要从圣经来了解，那我的问题在哪里？我要怎么去调整我自己呢？
And so we must find the answer in the Bible of where this problem lies and how we can correct ourselves.
那在第五章里面，我们可以看到我们跟神的关系有两个很重要的重点。
In chapter 5, it talks about two important points in our relationship with God.
26节。
In verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
这里说水借着道把教会洗干净。
Says here that the church is sanctified and cleansed through the washing of water by the word.
水要借着道把教会洗干净。
The water by the word shall wash and sanctify the church.
所以这个教会会干净，第一个借着水，就是洗礼的时候。
And so this church can be sanctified first through the water, or in other words, baptism.
再来也是借着道。
And next is through the word.
所以为什么我们不能够一直讲恩典？
So why is it that we can't continue to emphasize on grace?
恩典是需要的。
Grace is of course necessary.
我们也需要讲真理。
But we also need to talk about the truth.
因为真理就是一道墙。
Or the word, because this is it's like a wall.
这个墙有两个用处。
And this wall serves two purposes.
第一个是分别。
The first is to separate.
分别圣跟俗。
To separate between what is holy and what is profane.
在真理的里面是圣的，真理的外面是俗的。
In the word or in the truth is considered holy, and outside of that is considered profane.
那有分别，我们跟圣洁的神才能够合一
So when there is a separation, there's a consecration, then we can be united with God in holiness.
比方说，在社会，人很注重高低、大小、多少头衔。
For example, in society, many people emphasize on status, how much you make, what level you are.
但是如果我们来教会把这个带进来
，But if we bring this concept into the church，
还在看高低、大小、多少头衔。
If we only emphasize on titles, on what rank we are, how much we make，
这个就是俗。
Then this is profane.
所以在神的面前，灵魂是没有高低大小。
So before God, our spirit, our souls do not have a greatest or the least.
我们都是神的儿子，
没有分
别。We are all
children of God without distinction.
那这个道理要很清楚，我们才知道什么是圣，什么是俗。
So we have to understand this truth very clearly to understand what is holy and what is profane.
那我们跟神的关系才会越来越好。
And then we can build a better relationship with God.
那道这一道墙的第二个目的。
So the second purpose of this wall
防守
is to defend.
我们怎么去防守我们的生活世俗化？
How do we defend our lives from becoming secular or profane?
我们有一个过滤网。
There is a filter,
就是真理。
Which is the word.
跟真理不一样，我们就要很小心。
If it is whatever it is that's different from the word, we have to be very careful.
那我们就容易在因为真理而成圣。
And so through the word, we can sanctify ourselves.
所以这是水借着道把教会洗干净。
This is what it means to the washing of water by the word to cleanse and sanctify the church.
27节可以献给自己做荣耀的教会。
Verse 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church.
所以我们到最后主耶稣再来就是婚宴。
So in the end, when Jesus comes again, that is the wedding, a banquet.
那每一个人都要穿白衣。
Or the wedding ceremony. And everyone will be wearing white.
那个白衣是什么？
White garments. And what does that represent?
就是圣徒所行的义。
The white garment represents the righteousness by the saints.
就是圣洁。
Which is the holiness or sanctification.
这个圣洁是一种 beauty, 是一种美。
And this holiness is a form of beauty.
是属灵的美。
It is a spiritual beauty.
那有这个圣洁的衣服穿上去，我们就可以跟主耶稣在一起享受婚宴。
So we put on these holy garments, then we can enjoy the wedding banquet with Lord Jesus.
所以我们跟神合一的第一个就是要成为圣洁。
So the first thing we have to do to be united with God is to sanctify ourselves.
我们看24节。
Verse 24. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
这个地方说教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要凡事顺服丈夫。
It says here, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
所以我们跟神合一。
So when we are united with God,
一个非常重要就是对神要顺服。
One important concept is that we have to submit to God.
这样，就这个对神的顺服就是表示尊神为大。
Our submission to God means that we treat God as the first.
我们跟神不是对等的。
We are not equal with God.
差很多。
There is a great disparity.
天跟地这么大，这是不同。
Disparity like the heavens and the earth.
我们是尘土。
We are dust.
神是主宰。
And God is the creator, the master.
所以如果我们要跟神一样。
So if we want to be the equal to God.
这个就没有办法合一。
Then there is, it's impossible to be in unity.
那只有承认我是尘土。
Only when we confess that and acknowledge that we are dust.
我算不了什么。
And we are unworthy.
那当人有这样的认知。
When people have this kind of understanding,
我们就很容易顺服神。
And then it's very easy for us to submit to God.
神的旨意、神的计划、神的带领是完全的。
That God's will, God's plan, God's guidance is whole or perfect.
所以有圣洁加上有顺服，我们跟神的关系就会越来越好。
So when we have sanctification and we have submission, then our relationship with God will grow better and better.
那丈夫跟太太的关系又怎么样呢？
And so then, well, how is this relationship between husband and wife?
因为这个是基督跟教会的关系的一个另外一个解释。
This is another explanation of the relationship between Christ and the church.
我们看28节。
Let's read verse 28. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.
29节。
And 29, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church.
这里有个地方讲，从来没有恨恶自己身体的。
It says here that no one ever hated his own flesh.
但事实上，有时候夫妻之间呢，有时候真的有恨的存在。
But in reality, oftentimes that, sometimes the husband and wife truly harbor hatred between themselves.
恨就是没有爱。
Hatred is a lack of love.
爱就是没有恨。
And love is a lack of hate.
恨在黑暗里面。
Hate is in darkness.
爱在光明里面。
And love is in the light.
这个两个是没有相交的。
And these two do not commune.
所以这个夫妻之间如果有恨，就是没有神在中间。
So if there is hatred between husband and wife, then God is not in the middle of them.
那如果夫妻之间有恨，就是黑暗在里面。
And if husband and wife has hatred between them, then they are in darkness.
约翰一书说，黑暗在黑暗里面的，就不知道往哪里去了。
In 1 John, it says that those who are in darkness do not know where to go. Because they are lost, they have lost their way. So in the end, it's likely that this marriage will dissolve because they are in darkness and they do not know which direction to go. And so this relationship has to start with the husband. Just like our relationship with God starts with Christ. Has to start with love. No one hates his own body. So the husband cannot hate his wife. She is a part of the body that needs to be nurtured and cared for. As Christ washed over his church daily.
所以在28节说, 爱妻的变成爱自己。
Verse 28 says that husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies.
因此这个做丈夫对太太的爱要以主耶稣的爱做目标。
And so the love that the husband has towards his wife needs to be the same love that Christ has towards the church.
所以25节说要爱教会为教会舍己。
In verse 25, it says that he loved the church and gave himself for her.
就是愿意为着太太来牺牲。
He is willing to, the husband should be willing to sacrifice for his wife.
那当一个丈夫对太太有爱的时候,
and when a husband has love towards his wife,
他对太太的期待或者对太太的要求, 其实都是对太太有好处, 因为这是出于爱。
His expectations of his wife is all beneficial because it stems from love.
就好像圣经说，诫命啊，到最后都是出于爱。
Just as in the Bible, the commandments in the ultimately all stems from love.
圣经里面有哪一句话是不好的？
Which phrase or which words in the Bible are not good?
十条诫命有哪一句是不好的？
Which of the Ten Commandments is not good. There is nothing that's not good in
this. Why?
Because it all originates from the love of God. And so to us, it is all beneficial. So how is it that our lives can have so many issues? We find so many problems in our lives, not because the commandments are not beneficial, but because we do not carry them out. If every person followed according to the commandments, then we can all live in the love of God. And the problems that we find in our lives will gradually decrease. So the husband shall love his wife. Because the husband is the head of the household. Just as Christ is the head of the church. When Christ is leading the church. And so the husband's responsibility in his family is also to lead and guide his family.
那太太呢?
How about the wife?
我们来看,
let us read in chapter 5.
22节,
Chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
23节,
and 23. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church.
这里讲太太要顺服丈夫。
Here it says that the wife should submit to their husband.
所以到最后，婚姻的道理就是两句话。
So in the end, the truth in marriage can be summarized in two phrases.
爱与顺服。
It says two words, love and submission. And if we can grasp onto these two words, these two concepts, then a marriage will be healthy.
但是现在啊，现在在谈顺服越来越少了。But
not many people like to talk about submission these days.
这个有几个原因呢？And
there's a couple of reasons for this.
第一个，社会讲平等。
The first is that in our society, we emphasize on equality.
Now,
as a wife, I feel like I am equal to my husband. Why should I submit to you?
在救恩里面是平等的。
In the salvation plan, it is true that both are equal.
因为不分男女，神都要救他。
Because God does not distinguish between man or woman, He will save all.
但是在婚姻里面是讲次序。
But in the marriage, there is an order.
这个不是不平等，是次序。
And it does not mean that there is no equality, rather there is a sense of order.
丈夫是头。
The husband is the head of the household.
那太太要顺服丈夫，这是次序，这是圣经的教训。
And so the wives submitting to their husband is a biblical teaching that is establishing an order.
所以为什么说夫妻的关系是反映我们跟神的关系？
So why do we say that the relationship between the husband and wife reflects the relationship between Christ and the church?
因为如果我们不愿意顺服，我就没有照圣经的话来做。
Because if we are not willing to submit, then we are not following according to the biblical teaching.
那我没有照圣经的话来做，我跟神的关系就有问题。
Then if we don't follow according to the biblical teaching, then problems will arise between our relationship with God.
那第二个没有办法顺服，是因为现在女人的教育有时候比男人还高。
The second reason that the wives are unwilling to submit these days is because oftentimes their education level surpasses that of their husbands.
如果我们看现在的统计，在美国的研究所里面，女的比男的多。
If we look at the statistics, in graduate schools, there are more females than males.
所以教育水准比较高。
And so their education level, on the whole, is higher.
那第三个
，Third,
有的女的能力比男的还强。
Some women are more capable than men.
啊，有时候赚的钱比丈夫还多。
And sometimes they earn a higher income than their husbands.
能力比较强，赚的钱比较多，教育比较高，你说我要顺服丈夫，这个很难啊。
It's very difficult for them to submit to their husbands when they're more capable, they generate a higher income, and they're more educated than their husbands.
但是丈夫照圣经来讲，如果一个太太能力强，教育高，这个也是神的恩典。
But according to the Bible, if the wife is capable and is highly educated, this is also a blessing or grace of God.
但是要顺服丈夫，一定要有一个美德。
But there has to be this virtue in submitting to the husband.
才有办法顺服。
In order, it has to have this virtue in order to submit to the husband.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书的第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第一节一直到第四节。
First Peter 3 verses 1 to 4. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
最近有一个姐妹在提到她丈夫对信仰态度的改变。
Recently, a sister shared of her husband's a change of attitude in his faith.
她刚刚信主，她是嫁给一个没有信的丈夫。
When she first believed, that she was married to an unbeliever.
是一个拜偶像的丈夫。
And the husband was an idol worshipper.
当然，起初当然是反对的很厉害。
And initially, they had severe disagreements.
那一直演变到最近，她丈夫愿意听到。
And until now, the husband has been willing to listen to the word.
甚至这个太太说，我丈夫应该很快会受洗。
And the wife even feels confident that the husband could, in a short time, could be baptized.
那她就在讲哦，她真的说要带领丈夫来信主哦，是她自己改变开始的。
And she shared how she had to change her own self in order to change her husband's attitude towards the church.
她生了一场大病，所以她才知道说啊，我一生啊，从小信主，我都没有求问神过。
And so she encountered a grave illness, and she realized that ever since she was young, she's never really cried out to God for help.
所以她开始求问神。
And so, or inquired of the Lord, and so she began to inquire of the Lord.
追求属灵生命的成长。
She began to pursue this spiritual growth.
当她这样一直在成长的时候。
And so as she was growing spiritually,
她的丈夫就开始改变。
She noticed that her husband then started changing himself as well.
所以这个第三节说，丈夫要 因品性哈被妻子的品性感化过来。
So in verse 1 here it says that the husbands may be won by the conduct of their wives.
那这个妻子的品性最重要不是外在的装饰。
So the conduct of their wives more importantly is not in the outer adornment.
当然外在的装饰有时候是需要的也是一种礼貌。
An adornment is oftentimes necessary and is a type of etiquette.
但这不是夫妻关系好坏的重要因素。
But this is not what is good or what is beneficial or not in a relationship between husband and wife.
第四节,
so in verse 4,
要存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
Rather, let it be the hidden, the beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
英文说 beauty, 很漂亮就是它的温柔跟安静。
So in English text, it describes this as a beauty of the spirit.
那这不只是对丈夫来讲很重要，在神面前是极其宝贵的。
So this is not also important to the husband, but also precious in the sight of God.
那接下去他就讲亚伯拉罕怎么，撒拉怎么对亚伯拉罕。
It follows by describing how Abraham treated Sarah.
听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。
She listened, being submissive to her husband, calling him Lord.
所以这样啊，关系就会很好。
And so thus, the relationship became very, very good.
所以夫妻的合一其实就是指着我们灵性在成长。
So the unity between husband and wife also refers to our own spiritual growth.
好，我们再回来看第五章。
Let's turn back to chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第六章。
Chapter 6, rather.
第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
第二节。
In verse 2, Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
第四节。
In verse 4, And you, fathers, do not provoke your children with to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
这里在讲父母的责任。
Here it talks about the relationship, the responsibility of parents.
要照主的教训警戒他们。
Yeah, they need to train and admonish their children in the Lord.
不要惹儿女的气。
Do not provoke their children to wrath.
就是说要照神的旨意来教导，不是用个人的血气。
Which means they have to use the will of God to teach their children, not through their own flesh and blood.
心情好，怎么做都没有关系，小孩子怎么做都没有关系。
And not is to say that you know when they're feeling good, they allow their children to do whatever they want.
心情不好，做一次算账。
But when they're not feeling well, they punish their children in whatever they do.
那这样就是用血气。
So this is what it means to be disciplining or training the children by flesh.
那子女在主里听从父母。
And so the children should obey their parents in the Lord.
孝敬父母。
To honor them.
所以我们可以看到这两代因为有神在中间是合一的。
And we see that if the two generations has God in the middle, then they can be in unity.
所以以弗所书里面告诉我们。
Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, it tells us,
当我们追求跟神合一,
when we pursue unity with God,
会产生两个很正面的, 效应出来。
It can result in two very positive outcomes.
第一个是夫妻的合一。
The first is the unity between husband and wife.
第二个是亲子的合一。
And the second is the unity between parents and children.
一副非常美妙家庭的合一，幸福就在我们眼前。
And so this very picturesque, ideal family relationship is right before our eyes.
这是神应许给我们每一个人。
This is what the Lord has promised to each of us.
但是我们每一个人要去追求。
But we all have to pursue it. Let us sing hymn.
345.
Let us rise and sing hymn 345. And pray together.
我们祈求主耶稣的圣灵浇灌充满每一个人。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit pours amongst and fills each of us.
让我们每个人属灵生命能够丰盛。
And so that each of us can have abundant spiritual life.
我们好像一棵树会多结果子。
And we are like a tree that can bear much fruit.
我们自己可以享用，跟我们住在一起的人也可以来享受这个果子。
And we can enjoy the fruits and our neighbors can also enjoy the fruits.
那我们现在要祷告。
And so we're going to pray.
我们照圣经的方式祷告有两种。
And according to the Bible, there are two types of prayers.
一种是用我们听得懂的话向神祷告。
The one is to pray to God using words of understanding.
另外一种是用圣灵祷告。
And the other is to pray using the Holy Spirit.
神看不见，但是神的灵可以浇灌在我们当中。
So God cannot be seen, but His Spirit can be poured among onto us.
这个神的灵就是神的气息吹在我们当中。
And the Spirit of God is like the breath of God that is breathed onto us.
那我们被神的能力充满，很自动，舌头会卷动，讲一种听不懂。叫说方言。
And so when we are filled with the power of God, naturally our tongues will begin to roll and we'll begin to pray in tongues.
那说方言是对神说的。
And the speaking tongues is to speaking to God.
要造就我们的灵性。
And it will edify our spirits.
那祷告完了，我们会觉得很平安，很喜乐。
And we'll feel the sense of peace and joy after our prayer.
因为我们在灵里面跟神相交。
Because in the spirit we have been commune with God.
所以这是非常奇妙的体验。
And so this is a very wonderful experience.
我们很多的朋友到这里来都体验到圣灵。
Many of our friends have come here to experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告很简单。
It is, the method of prayer is simple.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，念出来一次。
We first pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个，重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we continue praying by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚就是赞美神。
Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
那不断向他感谢赞美。
And we continue to thank and to praise Him.
那神的灵就会降临。
And God's Spirit will come upon us.
我们跪下来，代表对神的尊敬。
We kneel down to represent our humility.
眼睛合起来，帮助我们专心。
In our reverence towards God, and we close our eyes to help us focus.
让我们最后一次要一起来祷告。
And so we're going to pray together in our concluding prayer.
欢迎诸位朋友跟我们一起来求圣灵，体验神。
Invite all of our friends to pray with us to experience the Holy Spirit.
那如果我们要求圣灵，要接受按手，要求恩典，请我们都到前面。
And if you want to pray for the Holy Spirit, help in the prayer with the receiving of hands, laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together in one accord.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告 ，In the name of Jesus Christ，